Yes, on them.
That's orange potatoes, I guess.
Okay. What's an orange colored potato called?
Orange colored potato called?
Yeah, it's kind of orange.
Well, that's sweet potato, I guess.
Okay. Now, is there a difference between, say, an Irish potato and just a plain potato? Or does potatoes cover both Irish potatoes and sweet potatoes?
No, there's an Irish potato and a sweet potato.
Well, I suppose somebody just said to you the word potato. Would you know which one he was talking about?
No, I wouldn't. He'd have to tell me he wanted Irish potatoes or sweet potatoes. If he said sweet potatoes or Irish potatoes, I'd know the difference.
Uh-huh. Do people ever use the word yams around here?
No, I know sweet potatoes are called by that name, but we never use the word yams.
I think that's more in the north.
Either sweet potatoes or Irish potatoes.
Okay. What's the vegetable? Let's see. What's the vegetable that makes your eyes water when you cut it out?
That's onion.
Okay. What are the small ones that have green tops on them called?
Small ones with green tops.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's still an onion.
Okay. Might you call them spring onions or scallions?
Well, scallions, yeah. I've heard them called scallions.
Or shallots?
Yeah, shallots. I've heard them called, but mostly scallions.
Uh-huh. But
Sometimes they make a button, a seed on the top.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That's what you call scallions.
What vegetable looks like lettuce, but it's heavier than lettuce and it's more compact?
That's cabbage, I guess.
Okay, if you had two of these and added one more, then you'd have?
Three.
Three what?
Three cabbage.
Okay. To remove beans from their outer covering, you have to?
You have to shell them.
Okay. What are large flat beans that have to be shelled? About as big as my thumbnail.
They're butter beans.
Okay. Are there different kinds of beans like that? Like butter beans?
Well, they are colored butter beans and white butter beans. They're the only two types that I know of.
Uh-huh.
One type is solid white and the other is colored. I like the colored
beans. But they call it greens?
They just call them colored butter beans, white
uh-huh.
butter beans.
Okay. What do you call long beans that are green or yellow and that don't have to be shelled?
Well, they're string beans.
What do you call the tops of turnips that can be eaten?
That's tunnel greens.
If you had one head of lettuce and you added one more, then you'd have?
You have two heads of lettuce.
Okay. Have you ever heard this used in connection with children? Like five heads of children? Or is that used?
Yeah, I've heard that.
But you've never used it?
No, I never used it. I just always said that. I got three children, or four children,
uh-huh.
or five children. I never said heads of children.
Okay.
But I have heard the phrase, have heard that used.
To prepare fresh corn for cooking, you have to remove the?
You have to shuck it.
Okay. So you have to remove the?
The shuck.
Okay. What do you call corn that's simply shucked and boiled and eaten with your hands?
Well, that's boiled corn.
What's the thing at the top of a corn stalk that changes color as the corn ripens?
That's the tassel.
When a person is cleaning an ear of corn, he has to remove the shucks and also the?
The silk.
What's a jack-o'-lantern made from?
Made from a pumpkin.
Okay. What's a yellow vegetable that's related to the pumpkin?
Squash.
And the different kinds of squash grow around here?
Well, there's a most popular kind is the old yellow crookneck.
I had some of that for lunch.
Yeah, yellow crookneck. But there is a little round, flat, white looking squash too that some people grow.
And what's that called?
Well, it's still a squash,
just
but it's
plain
just
squash.
Flat squash.
Uh-huh.
They call them flat squash.
Uh-huh.
But most of them are just the old yellow crookneck squash. That's the most familiar one.
Okay. And now, will you name some different kinds of melons?
Well, there's watermelon, there's just a big green melon, some of them are red on the inside, yellow, some of them have red meat, some of them yellow meat. And then there's what they call a mush melon,
mm-hmm.
and there's a cantaloupe. Cantaloupe's a little smaller than a mush melon. When it ripens, it's yellow on the inside, mush melon and cantaloupe.
Does a mush melon taste like a cantaloupe?
Well, similar to it, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Only a mush melon's larger than a cantaloupe.
Uh-huh.
Meat eats pretty much the same. And the white meated and the yellow meated watermelon both taste similar.
Uh-huh.
Not too much difference in the taste of it.
After a rain, something that looks like a little umbrella might sprout up.